Okay, feedback for Julia Fabris. You'll be surprised. I'll start at the conclusion, because in the conclusion you've written something that I think would better go or also go into the introduction. So you say, in the natural sciences, conclusions that are not based on evidence have to be accepted at times in order to advance the research of a theory. I totally agree. I think it's a good statement and everything. But why so late? Okay, why in the conclusion? Okay, this is a central or one of the central ideas. Move it into the introduction. Look at this. Look at the intro. In order to produce knowledge, it is times necessary to accept theories without proper evidence. Strong statement, very clear, no question. Okay, that's good. However, and then you continue, the production of knowledge can be considered to be a collection of facts. And then you kind of immediately leave the jump to a different idea, and you talk about the production of knowledge, okay? And you go into a very theoretical discussion of knowledge. And you're kind of leaving the title behind you, and you're also not talking about the first important line. So my advice here is the following. Use, restructure the introduction somehow to actually explain the title and actually to answer the title, okay? Because what I found mostly is that in some parts of the introduction it's rather theoretical, okay? So that is simply my recommendation here. So with very theoretical, I kind of mean is that many of you, the claims could need a little bit of more, I don't know, support or something like this. I know that you're giving the examples later, but it reads a little bit at least the part right after the introductory sentence where you talk about the production of knowledge can be considered to be a collection of facts, the establishment of hypotheses or building up acceptance for a certain circumstance or phenomenon. I don't see how this is related to the title, okay? And then you talk about a strong connection is suggested between a conclusion reached about a certain fact and the production of knowledge. This is, you're kind of deviating a little bit too off. Later on in the paragraph, you regain a little bit of focus again. But at least right here at the beginning, I think the introduction could, I don't know, require a little bit more. Of a direct answer, okay? Like you've written in the conclusion, as a matter of fact. So then next paragraph, also I think a very good start here, but then I would actually almost say you might include some example here, okay? In the natural sciences, without actual observations or some other form of evidence about a particular subject of research is impossible. Give me, it's a very strong claim, support this. And then when I read this, I felt about the following. Maybe you want to include this a little bit. What happens often in physics is the following, that you make a mathematical prediction even before there is scientific or experimental evidence. Let's put it this way, okay? So, for example, this Higgs particle was already proposed in the 1960s, and only recently they actually discovered it using experiments. So what I could say is that making a mathematical prediction could be already a form of a conclusion that must be verified. You are kind of saying this, but you're not linking this to math, but I think especially in physics, this connection to math would be something that could be explored, okay? So in physics, sometimes you make a mathematical prediction, you form a conclusion already, and then only later on you find the experimental evidence, okay? You're kind of saying it a little bit like this, but you're not using math, okay? Also, the next page, in history, you basically say the following, that in history established through logic and reasoning, I would also say maybe imagination, okay, but explain this a little bit more. My advice here is also with a Viking example. It's a pretty long example that you're giving here as well. My advice is link it to the title more by using some of the title words. What are the conclusions here formed? And what is the production of knowledge? I'm not saying that the paragraph is not related, but from the language standpoint, make it easier for the reader to follow along by including sentences that link it to the title more. Okay, so kind of den Leser an der Hand führen. How do you say? Spell it out for the reader. Okay, so this is basically another thing that I wanted to say. And at the end of the paragraph, you include a counter-argument in 3.5 lines. However, this method might be problematic in cases interesting. But you know what? You've just talked for so many lines. You talked about the Vikings, and then you only talk about three lines about a counter argument. So my advice is maybe you want to expand, either reduce the Viking word count a little bit, or expand on this this counter argument a little bit, or even think about making a separate paragraph out of that. Okay, because I think it's a pity if it's not explored. However, this method might be problematic in cases of new fields of research with nothing to contrast one's finding with. Can you give me an example of this? Okay, or explore this a little bit more. And then we continue with the history part. And yes, you are basically answering. The title. The conclusion reached for all of them derives from the sources' discoveries. My advice would be the following: this is the second sentence. Why not make the second sentence the first sentence of the paragraph? Because the first sentence of this paragraph is the more common approach to producing knowledge in history is the discovery, selection, and the interpretation of sources. Yeah, of course. But we want to talk about the production of knowledge and the acceptance of conclusions before you have evidence. Okay, and that is actually something that you only start to talk about in the second sentence. So you're kind of opening the paragraph with a sentence which is not really so relevant, which is actually more kind of a supporting sentence. But your real opening paragraph sentence is actually the second sentence. And then I already talked about the conclusion that actually I sometimes think that some parts of the conclusions would actually be very good to go into the introduction as well. And then you still have the word count left over for a paragraph. And my advice in this case would be is to include another paragraph, maybe I'm just suggesting a different view on the whole issue, or maybe a comparison because you're supposed to discuss this claim. It does not say that you are limited only to 2 areas of knowledge. I think that's the minimum. But you could actually include you talked about, what did you talk about? You talked about the natural sciences and history. Maybe you want to include all the ethics, maybe. I don't know if it's so easy to do, or the arts, okay? And maybe compare math and sciences to arts or something like this, okay? So that would be another possibility to broaden up a little bit the whole issue. Another thing for the introduction is maybe something, instead of going into a too theoretical direction, maybe you can also explain a little bit what do you mean with evidence, okay? Does evidence in the sciences and evidence in history, is it similar, or do you want to make it similar? Okay, maybe kind of lay out the groundwork a little bit, try to take away sentences that are basically not directly relevant. Like, for example, I have to go back to the intro. The second sentence, the production of knowledge can be considered to be a collection of facts, the establishment of a hypothesis, building up acceptance for a certain circumstance or phenomenon. A very interesting point, but as of such, it is not yet linked to the title, okay? And occasionally, what we see is several of these sentences in your essay. And what these sentences, while they themselves are not really wrong, they kind of distract a little bit from the main flow of the text. And then sometimes you start very interesting at the beginning of the paragraph, then you throw in a few of these sentences, and then at the end of the paragraph, you have a conclusion. And then by the time the reader already forgot what the paragraph was about, okay? Because those theoretical sentences, they do not really add much to the title unless you make a more clear connection, okay? So this is the thing. Try to make either a clear connection by using maybe words of the title, like, I don't know, accepting conclusions and explain about evidence, but try to include words of the title to make this connection clear, or take these sentences out, or use these as supporting sentences after you made a claim. Because often what you do is you try to explain the theory first, and then you basically come to the conclusion, but by that time I don't even know what the point was, why you even told me the theory, because it kind of got interrupted, the reading flow kind of got interrupted, okay? So what I'm suggesting here is more like a refocusing of emphasis, okay, and a redirection of the focus a little bit, okay? So, but otherwise, I think you're on the right track. All the best.